crayon off the blackboard. And I don't know whether they still use blackboards in school now or not. But anyway, I remember all that old kind of stuff.
What about this thing that you use to keep a baby's diapers together? You might use a safety
pin.
What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
That's the trousers, the coat, and the vest.
Have you ever heard men call their trousers anything else?
Nothing but the pants. The pants are trousers.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, if your old clothes are getting worn out and you need something to wear to church on Sunday, you might say that you need to go to town to buy you a...
Well, a new suit. Or a pair of pants or a coat.
Or talking about trying on clothes, you might say...
Now, of course, a tuxedo, that's a different kind of a suit, you know, that's a different name of that. But regular clothes, going by on a new shirt, new pair of pants, or a new tie, new hat, such as that. And if they're buying the pants in a three-piece suit or two-piece suit, well, you'll say a suit or... the coat and pants and a vest, three-piece. If there's two or a three-piece, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if you were trying on a coat, you might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Well, I don't know. I never did hear that on the different sizes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the wintertime, you can wear just a little bit larger suit than you can in the summer because you got on heavier clothes.
Mm-hmm. Are you generally pretty easy to fit when you buy clothes?
No, I'm short and it's hard for me to get a coat that's big enough in the shoulders, it's short enough here, mm-hmm. and the pants are made with longer legs. If I get a pant in the waist that's big enough, the legs are too long. I have to have them all altered.
You know, sometimes when little boys are playing around, they take things and they'll stick them in their pockets, you know, and it won't be too long before they got so much in their pockets that the pockets...
Bullish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or say if you put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, it might...
Shrink it.
Yeah.
Shrink it up. Especially a woolen shirt.
Really bad to do that?
Woolen goods, you got to be careful in putting them in boiling water. And, because that woolen stuff will sure shrink, same way as a suit and all such as that. Anything that's wool.
You ever had one to do that on you?
Well, yeah, I've had them to shrink up.
What about, you know, if a young girl's getting ready to go out with a boy at night, sometimes she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you say she's doing?
She's sprucing up. Or prettying up.
Uh-huh.
But sprucing up is, a lot loosely, of course, now I'm obviously putting on cosmetics now. I used to didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. What if, you know, if a boy is doing the same thing, what do you say he's doing? He's getting ready to go out somewhere.
Well, I don't know. He's just sprucing up would be what I'd call
same
that,
way.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody's got a different name for that, maybe.
Well, what about these things, you know, that women carry around all their stuff in, what do you call those?
You carry around the what?
Women, you know, carry around all their things with them. They usually have some kind of strap or...
Well, there's a lot of them call them a handbag or a purse.
Mm-hmm. Do they usually have a small one with a clasp on it they might use to put change in?
Well, now that is called a purse. And the handbag, the purse, then it goes inside the handbag.
Mm-hmm.
And the handbag, they either carry it under their arm or on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, Ruby.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? We just had a little talk.